information, please.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
I'm going to need everything. All the info you got.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Come on, you guys. Tell me all the dirt.
Armie Hammer believes there's a double standard at play when it comes to Hollywood deals with its alleged abusers. He says that the Oscars campaign in 2016 went south when a past rape case surfaced, and Casey Affleck, who was awarded Best Actor for Manchester by the Sea in the Academy Awards, despite several allegations of sexual assault. And then there was another person who had something else claimed against him, and of course they... actually, the Academy treated him differently. His name is Nate Parker.
He makes a great point.
Right.
And
he
it's
does.
True, whether we like the person or not, or we give them passes, why do we do that?
Yeah. All right, the Golden Globes, they aren't ready to go hostless just yet, despite the rumors that the awards gala might just let stars follow through and read teleprompters while looking beautiful. Seth Meyers is close to being announced as the MC for the ceremony, but it's not official yet, but it's most likely going to happen. The award ceremony takes place on January 7th. How do we feel about this?
Yes!
I don't like it.
What?
Seth Meyers?
Yes!
That's going to be so dry.
No, he's funny.
He's not funny like Golden Globes funny.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Oh,
no,
I think he can do it in a heartbeat.
But we need Ricky Gervais back.
Correct.
Oh, I love Ricky Gervais.
I need drunk Ricky Gervais.
Oh,
that's what I need.
Things just to make people on the edge of their seat. They're
right.
So nervous. God, that would be great.
That does make people uncomfortable. What are you talking about?
No, he doesn't. He politely makes you uncomfortable.
I think it's a safe choice.
I agree.
Oh,
okay.
Guys, all right.
Melissa Gilbert says Oliver Stone sexually harassed her during an audition for the 1991 film The Doors.
Uh-oh.
If you really read into this, it's pretty disgusting. He says, or she says, that he wrote a special scene just for her and wanted her to get down on her hands and knees and say, "Do me, baby," over and over again.
Wow.
All right.
Oh my
so
gosh,
this apparently, was really humiliating. She left in tears. She says it was in retaliation to when they were out and about in the same group of friends, that somebody recognized her from Little House on the Prairie, and that she turned and just jokingly said to him, "You see, that's television." And then he retaliated because he was embarrassed in public. Wow. Okay.
So, "Do me, baby," is his answer to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Let's see. Bryan Cranston, he spoke out about the time he met Charles Manson.
Whoa.
Before the brutal slayings in the summer of 1969.
Scary.
Hearing Charles Manson is dead, I shuddered, he wrote. I was within his grasp just 1 year before he committed these brutal murders.
Wow.
Luck was with me when a cousin and I went horseback riding at the Span Ranch, which is where Charlie had all of his minions, and he saw him and the other hippies that were calling him Charlie. So is kind of an inside look at that whole situation.
Wow, Bryan Cranston, he's just making statement after statement these days. Love it.
Yes, and veteran Hollywood star Nick Nolte finally got his star on the Walk of Fame. He is 76 years old, three-time Oscar nominee, and he was honored at a special ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard on Monday. He was joined by his children, 31 and 10 years. He has a 10-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Our good friend Nick Nolte, the walking reality show.
And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
You learned so much cool stuff.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
7:05. Good morning, friends. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Mission and Paul is hanging out with Dawn and me this morning because Jace is not feeling well.
But we're glad he's resting up.
Yes,
he
is.
Some good.
When your body is collapsing on you, you need to take a rest.
Yes.
He can't talk. If you heard yesterday, poor guy.
He's just
guy.
Trying to do too much.
He is.
We appreciate that he wants to be, that he's very invested in his job and giving a quality product to all of the My Talkers, but we're okay. Go take a rest.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's great.
So feel better, Jace.
You know what, Alexis? I know we were going to talk about ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
But I think that we need to continue the debate on whether you and your kooky friends that want to give out cards for random holidays are in the right.
No, I'm very happy we're going to do that. We also want to talk about Seth Meyers and being possibly the Golden Globe host. And yes, a relationship. What's happening with that? So that's coming up. But you're right. Let's jump back into that because we got a lot of tweets about this. And Jen... We are soul crafting sisters because she made the cutest Thanksgiving card. She says she's a big crafter too, and she makes and sends Thanksgiving cards. And it is so cute. There's a little log, like a little tree stump, and there's a Thanksgiving dinner with a raccoon, a porcupine, and a squirrel on a mushroom.
Oh my gosh.
Enjoying a feast.
You guys are adorable because sometimes I really think
so
it's cute because it's just that Alexis and her tribe of crafters are really just going, you know what? There's something for every holiday. And they, but I'm in the line.
A Thanksgiving guard was new for me because okay. We'll do a Christmas card.
But now
card.
You're all on board with it because you have all this stuff sitting around the house and you need to disperse it.
I do have a lot of supplies. And I admire this because, yes, I mean, this is a great way to greet your friends. But at the same time, I thought, wow, there is a lot of pressure for that. And it seems that there's a lot of pressure whether to get rid of something.
And that's what I was saying. And
Thesis
so did.
Tweeted us.
Yes.
He says, I hate that I become guilt-ridden when I throw them away years after I receive them.
They're just sitting around my house dusty and faded because I know you put all this work in. And so I have it sitting there. Like, I honestly just threw away, like, a Christmas card from 3 years ago. I'm like, I felt guilty. I'm in my house by myself.
No
and
one's
I'm still
see
like,
this.
And I'm still like, oh my,
all the effort,
exactly. And I put it in the garbage, and I always, I felt like a bad person for the rest of the afternoon. Mm-mm. When I'm like, so
don't.
I don't need the pressure.
It's part of giving, you know. Where
so
here
you're
you go.
Okay that I throw
it's the process.
It out. You're not going to come to my house and go, what happened to that cute card
no.
I made you with the crafty log on it?
You want to know what happens at my brother's house? This he fully owns this, and I know this is going to happen when I give it to him. He opens it up over his shredder. He reads it and immediately shreds it. So I'm like, I know this is going to happen, but here's the picture.
Okay. Every time you give
Merry
me a
Christmas.
Card, I just envision you sitting in your house making the paper yourself out of things you lint you got out of the dryer. Because you know she did that for a while, Dawn. You know, she was Alexis was
gosh.
The one that collected all of our dryer lint.
It's my therapy. Actually, I am collecting dryer lint, and you want to know why? Because of Dawn. We're going to be doing a craft project
yes,
together.
Yes, yes. That's a camping hack.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you making?
We're going to fire starters.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's really good.
See,
it's a functional thing. It's not
no,
a craft.
No, I want one of those. No, I want one of those. I will take a fire starter because I will put it in my go bag that I have prepared for when the apocalypse comes.
Girl, that's right.
Yes. So I
okay,
do have one of those.
Bug out bag.
All right.
Yes.
We need to talk about that because I don't have a bug out bag.
Why?
And a friend here at the station, he gives me a lot of flack for not having a generator.
Oh, see, I have a generator, too.
Oh,
you know
see,
what
you
I want to buy?
Oh, see,
and, Dawn,
where...
this is where I know I've gone crazy. Mm-hmm. I want to buy an ATV of some sort. Like some...
a getaway vehicle?
Yes, because every time you see it in the films, you get stuck on the highway, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Yes.
When a golf
yes.
cart just won't do.
No, so I need an ATV, something that Cyclone Kid and I can use to get away from whatever is occurring.
Yeah,
so we
the
can
zombies.
Get out. Right, zombies slash aliens slash just bad
people. It has a little
people.
Tuck spot for your bug out bag.
Yes, exactly. We do that. I have that. I have a sleeping bag. You know what I just bought?
Do you have a lot of beef jerky and power bars and protein?
No.
Do you need snacks, you know?
No, I do have some, but you know what I do have? I just bought, and this is so dumb because I don't need it. I was on Mashable.com, and they had the article about a new water purifier.
Yeah.
An on-the-go water purifier so you can drink out of any lake or stream or whatever and use this water purifier. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy that.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought that. And I haven't, like, it's not like I camp or
it's
anything.
Not a bad idea.
I'm not going to use it. Exactly.
Because water, that's
yes.
what will be gone.
Right. So I might have to drink out of some toxic stream. Mm-hmm. I needed this water purifier, so I got it. It was $30 on Amazon. Right, instantly.
30 times.
Right.
Immediately. The toxicity is out. You can drink it.
So make me a fire starter lighter thing.
Oh, we are.
Okay,
don't worry. But collecting lint, it's just... my pile is slowly adding up.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. You can have mine. I'm sure. Because I'm one of those people, I don't immediately throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I take it out of the thing. I pick it out. And then I have a box that it all lives in. And eventually I throw all that out.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's probably now that you mentioned a fire hazard in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
But because it shouldn't probably live in there. Maybe that's not safe. But I don't think that there's anything flammable near it.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want your house to burn down.
Because I didn't immediately dispose of my... Exactly.
You're preparing. Jen is right. She says she's the one who makes a Thanksgiving card. She tweeted us back. She says that joy is in creating and giving. So if you get rid of it, it's no big deal.
Okay.
And she's right. It's like therapy. It's my respite. You get down there. You just get into your project. You just do it. So keep it or not, doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm good with it then.
Just, you know, release it.
That's
if you
fine.
Have to. All right, so what's in your bug out bags, guys? Let me guess. A flashlight?
Yes.
Okay. Snacks?
Yes. So I have lots of protein bars.
A blanket?
I bought some MREs. The military ones.
Yeah, I got those too.
See?
You got those in your bug out. Okay.
Because if you're going to get it, you don't want to just get beef jerky and all stuff. You got to get MREs.
We
so
need
I got
to
MREs.
Go to the Fleet Farm.
Right.
And
so I got the MREs. I got that. I do have the blanket. And then I have appropriate weather-resistant clothing for Cyclone Kid and I.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I haven't figured out, Dawn?
Matches?
The shoes.
A whistle? Do we need a whistle?
I don't know what to take because you want it to be light. Yes. You want it to be light.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured out in the and I actually have some of those tubes that you shake that turn into light.
The glow sticks.
The glow sticks. So I have some of those. Some industrial grade glow sticks. And now,
you're ready.
So
get
if there's
some
anything else that I should put, I don't have flares.
Get some flares.
So if anybody has any suggestions on what Dawn and I should put in our bug out bags, let us know.
Perfect. Yeah, we need some suggestions.
Okay. Here come the basement dwellers.
Yeah, no kidding. No.
Because don't play.
We're like pickling and like they're like, you should can and no. get some spam.
Right. We don't live in the basement, Dawn, just because we're prepared.
I know. I want something to happen. I'm bored with this world and all the stuff going on. Come on. Let's see who the real men and women are.
See,
out
I'm
there.
Not egging it on,
yeah,
but
Dawn,
I just
can't
sleep
wait to
better.
Go to space too.
Oh, was that what I just did?
Yeah, I'm not egging on the apocalypse. I just sleep better when I know that I'm slightly prepared for it.
Just ready to go. Mm-hmm.
You should go to space. You should go. Elon Musk is looking for a lady friend.
I want to go to space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know you do. I know. See, I'll go after you go and you come back alive.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, this is good. It's like Facebook, right? That Facebook isn't the first Facebook, right? There was a social media network that really didn't work. And that was Gapster. And I'm sure there was another one.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook did it, right?
Okay.
But anyway,
so you're sure
we'll
that it'll be a couple of explosions,
right?
And okay. I'm going to send me on the Gapster rocket.
You're going to be
she's got me on the Facebook rocket.
Will she come back? I don't know. If she does, then yes, we're getting on the Facebook
but
rocket
Dawn,
together.
You would
you're right, Dawn.
Dawn, you—I mean, it's not like Alexis is packing your bag.
No,
you would go on the Gapster rocket
going.
On yourself.
I know.
I see. So you
see?
Can't even get mad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
That's true.
Go, I don't. Space is not my thing, so I would wait for the MySpace rocket.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to have the Facebook one. I wouldn't get on the Gapster one. I'm not that early of an adapter.
Right. Okay.
But once they got to the MySpace one, I'd be like, all right, let me give that a shot.
Okay.
All
so
right.
You're going middle ground. You're going one and a half steps.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going full two steps.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Dawn's
everybody
going the first
knows
step.
Where they live. Okay.
Yeah. Boom. 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 Oh, man. Speaking of where you live, there's a woman. She put a message in a bottle looking for a mate. Woo! You won't believe
what
happens. We'll see when we come back. 7:20, it's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Miss Shannon Paul's in for Jace this morning.
Hey.
He is not feeling great.
And we wish him
so
all the best.
Off.
A swift recovery for our friend Jay.
Get better, Fluffy.
Yes.
Yes, thanks for hanging out with Dawn and me. Guys, I would die in the apocalypse. I am not ready. I don't have an ATV. I don't have a generator.
No.
I don't even have snacks.
You know what?
I have pickles and canned tomatoes.
Dawn, as her
can
friend,
can I contribute that?
I thought about making a go bag for her because it wouldn't be work for Dawn and I to like split ours off and like make one for you.
The fact that you guys have MREs all ready to go?
Yeah, I just don't think...
Yeah,
this
help
is so
me.
Mean.
Help
Dawn,
me.
Dawn, this is going to sound mean.
I can
mean.
Run. I can sprint.
I was about to say, I'm like, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think she'll.
She's going to die first.
What?
She can't.
You see what I'm saying? I don't know.
You guys,
she's
no.
mentally not prepared for it.
So maybe that's better. Bliss. It's just
I kind of feel
the zombies
like
are coming. I better run.
I think we'd pack her the bag, and then since she is not mentally prepared for it, she still would not make it. Like, it would. She wouldn't notice the warning signs, right? Right, McLean, am I wrong?
Yes.
See?
I'm going to outlive both of y'all. I'll be like, bye.
You'll outlive us if nothing happens because you're well-preserved with your canning and you preserve it.
And I listen to my dogs.
Yes.
I'm telling you, if your animals start running for the hills, you follow them.
Okay, then we need to put the go bag next to the dog.
Yes.
Okay, fair
enough.
Put
it on a little duffel bag on him, and he just runs, and we follow.
Okay.
Because, whew,
I'll make you a go bag. I feel like need to give the go bag to your husband.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like he would understand, because he and I think a lot.
Oh.
We have very similar methodologies on a lot of our thought. On Helen and I think a lot.
Now, I hope, you know what? If
my favorite?
If I'm with him, I have a better chance of living.
Because he'll leave.
Oh, he'll leave. Yeah,
and you'll look around whimsically.
I come with him.
Oh yeah,
he heard a noise. This is before our dogs. He heard a noise in our house one time, and he wakes me up in the middle of the night, and I'm real sleepy. I'm like, oh, what? He's like, get up, get up. I heard some noises, and I was like, well, what am I gonna do about that? I don't know. Call 911. And he goes, no, we're gonna figure this out. And
yes.
I was like, all right. And he turns a blaring light on, and he goes, pick your weapon. And I look on the floor, and guys, he had a samurai sword, and he had a machete.
Yes.
And he's like, pick which one you want. And I was like, what are you doing?
I have a fighting staff next to my door. I have a baseball bat in my bath, in my bedroom, along with one of my short swords.
And
I have a short sword that is in a sheath on the side of my bed.
It's ready to go.
I shouldn't say that, because that's like, because part of the reason, the only reason I have a bat in my trunk as well.
Yep.
I shouldn't say that, because part of the reason why it would work is the element of surprise. I shouldn't warn people that I have a sword next to my bed.
If you happen to be in machines in your bedroom, got a sword.
Yeah, go attack somebody
short
else.
Short sword.
Yes. You know what? Your husband has one of my favorite phrases. I use it all the time.
Oh, what's that?
And he said this to me one day. We were hanging out at that wine tasting, and he goes, I don't pay for danger. And
okay.
And I was like, I'm putting that on a t-shirt. That is my new catchphrase on hell. It was perfect. I don't
what
pay
did he
for
mean
danger.
By that?
Because they were coming back from the first safari they went on.
Oh.
And he was talking about how Alexa was like, here's $5. Let me swim with the hippos. Or here's $5. I want to get in that shark cage. Here's $5. I'm going to jump off this thing and go rappelled out of the. He's like, I don't pay for danger. I'm going to wait over here in the truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he refused to go on the second night safari because of the darkness. And the first night we were chasing a hippo and a baby hippo, and he was like, mm-mm, never again. I shan't be doing that. I'm gonna play basketball.
Oh my
I'll
gosh.
See you guys later.
Hilarious.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does not mess around with that.
Well, you know what? So
yes.
Okay, so we were gonna talk about this story about how, you know, this to me is a lesson in making friends. So
yeah.
You hear all those romantic tearjerker stories like in The Notebook and all this stuff about, you know, how romance happens. So this 18-year-old lady, she had taken a softball.
Okay.
She was at the beach, and she took this softball, and she put a note on it, and she said on it, she was like, hey, if you're a cute guy, go ahead and text me. And she put her number on this thing. She goes, and she took the ball, and she put her name on it, her phone number, and she threw it out into the water,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So that's very romantic, and, you kind of think that's all going to work.
You need a sweet honey.
Right.
Let me find one in the ocean, because I can't find one on land.
So she throws that. She's at the beach, and instead of, like, hanging out there in the sun like most of us do, she decides she's going to throw this softball in there and cast it into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 years later.
Whoa.
Yes. So 6 years later, she got a text from someone who said, hey, I found the softball. And it said, hey, I want to be a superhero. Guess my name. And it was this guy named Adam. And so she starts texting back and forth with this guy named Adam. And so she's like,
Did he say
he
found the ball?
Yes. So he found the ball.
Okay. So he didn't acknowledge that. Okay.
Yes.
It wasn't this random dude.
No.
I want to be a superhero.
Else. No. It was the guy who found the softball that she threw into the ocean that she said, hey, cute guys, text me. And so this guy actually wrote back to her.
Okay.
She thought. So she starts a conversation with him.
Gets
his
Snapchat.
She was being catfished. Yes.
Was it a female that lives in the basement?
It was a female, but it ends up being a 16-year-old girl named Ashley, who then admitted that her real name was Kelsey, because it got even more complicating. So she lied about being Adam and Ashley for whatever weird reason, other than kids on Snapchat do stuff. And so the part that I thought was most interesting about it is that Haley, the lady who threw the softball into the ocean, even though she got catfished, she didn't get mad at it. She was totally okay with this person that wrote back to him and actually was like, hey, good job. And now the two of them have become friends. friends.
Oh.
Right. So she didn't find love or a cute guy, but she did find a new friend.
Friends.
I'd be like, do you have an older brother?
Yeah. Who else do you
Somebody
know?
Else creative that answers random messages
give
that they throw
ball,
to the ocean.
Okay. Is the message still legible? Just,
so,
you know.
I kind of thought that even though she didn't meet the man of her dreams, she did, you know, make a new friend, and that's probably more rewarding in the long run.
And hopefully this friend isn't catfishing anymore and just probably realizing not now that she's in the real world
maybe
here.
The catfish friend was just lonely as well,
yeah.
And it all worked out, you know, kind of thing. And I think it's funny when you meet people, it's like some random online, like, situation. Like, one of my good friends right now that I'm babysitting is somebody that I met in the video game I play on my phone.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're in the same
see?
Alliance. I don't.
I've, so I'll watch your kid. I mean, that's a great line.
Well, I'm not going to let him watch
my
kid.
She's in a guild.
I am in an alliance. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You're that one.
Of course I'm that one.
Oh, man.
Why did you just act surprised and say you're that one like you just met me?
Well, no, you're right. I didn't know there were guilds. I knew there was.
Last week I did a birthday prank on somebody who, a lady who,
That's so good.
She just didn't know anything about Xbox Live, and so I was calling from the fraud department saying that her husband had spent a bunch of money with his guild.
Oh.
That's why I was making that joke. Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to play that one back for me again this week.
Oh, we'll play that on Friday. Don't worry. We do replay those.
That would work on my friends. They would go, of course Shanna spent all this money in her alliance.
Yeah, like thousands of dollars.
Those
yeah.
are real people. She had to get through that quest.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, during this break, we're going to mom dance.
Yes!
With Megan Newquist. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, MyTalk1071. And we'll have more hot topics when we come back.
MyTalk1071. Everything.
This town needs an enema.
Entertainment.
To the town's going viral.
This is the MyTalk Now Trending Report.
Interesting day on the World Wide Web.
Oh, good Kenny. Morning! Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News is here.
Lex, I was going to tell Kenny that today is National Red Mitten Day. So since Ken Barlow says it's going to be 300 below zero, feels like out there, make sure you grab your red mitten.
Get your red mittens. Yeah.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. 300 below zero.
I could use some new mittens.
Get some red ones, Shannon. That'll look good on you.
Yes.
It's also National Stuffing Day. How is that possible? Thanksgiving isn't for 2 days.
Are you preparing your stomach? Stuff yourself and then get ready? For Thursday? Is that what that means? Or is
stuffing,
it actual
pre-game?
Stuffing? Is it the stuffing with breadcrumbs and stuff? Or bread chunks?
It is breakfast time, so I was thinking cornbread, sausage.
Yeah. That's what I would presume.
If you are making homemade stuffing, you're drying out your bread now, though.
Oh, that's it. That's probably... Dawn,
see,
for
I
throw
mine
true,
in the
Dawn.
Toaster, so I don't doubt that. Okay.
Kenny, what do you do with yours?
I stuff it.
Yes.
I meant your
thank you. Thank you, Kenny.
Bread. He's been on one today, Newquist, just so you know. Kenny has just been like just waiting for zings all day.
Yeah. I'm going to go now.
Yes.
He's been trending.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Kenny. Megan, you do have some mommy moves, and we're going to post that video.
Oh,
Kenny,
what
too.
What was that about?
Well, there was a lady who in Texas who's been making a series of mom rap songs, and that's one of the ones that most recently went viral on her Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
so it's on her website right now. If you want to watch the whole thing, I put it
and
up.
She's that. It's a parody of a song. And that's what she does. And she's like, I put in work. I make mommy moves. What? Damn, it is really cute.
And you've got some good moves,
right.
Megan.
So she has a whole rap about mom stuff. It's really cool.
I will take a look at that. Maybe I can learn a thing or two.
Yes.
It's funny. Lex comes in here and she's like, Megan, dance. I was like, Lex, I don't dance. I didn't dance at my wedding. I'm not dancing for your video.
Just thought you just looked like you'd be a fun, dancey type of lady.
No.
And then we were actually very surprised when you rejected our dancing idea.
I mean, there needs to be some serious liquor involved if you wouldn't see me dancing.
You did get
into
it, though.
We've got serious liquor.
Yeah, we do.
Let's have some back from Iceland. Yes.
Right. Ooh, yes. 40 proof.
If
whoa.
Nothing else, McConaughey could bring us some wild turkey and I'll be down with that too.
Oh, yes. Shannon doesn't know my McConaughey story.
No.
We'll save that for another day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What else is trending?
Yeah, what else is
okay,
going on?
Okay, so Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, I just was heartbroken when I heard
this.
I mean, as a news person, like, I've always thought of him as crazy credible, and I just, I was shocked. To hear.
You think he's done, right? He's done.
I mean, he's admitted to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Obviously, you guys are doing a radio show, so you probably didn't get to see the CBS Morning Show, and I didn't either, CBS This Morning. But I guess they opened with an empty chair because Charlie Rose, you know, hosted that with Nora O'Donnell and Gayle King. And they said, you know, he doesn't get a free pass on this. And that was their lead story. And they kind of went with it and said, we stand by the women. And this is not the man that we know.
Right.
You know, so
wow.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Interesting side note, too, just this morning, some SNL performers came out in support of Franken. Mm. 36 women say that Franken's conduct toward Leanne Tweeden was stupid and foolish, but they say that he is a devoted, dedicated family man, a wonderful comedic performer, an honorable public servant, and they say that none of these women say that they have ever experienced any improper behavior from Al Franken.
Well, I think that as somebody who hangs out with people who have also been accused of inappropriate behavior, just because it didn't happen to me doesn't mean they didn't do it.
Exactly.
Of course. But yeah. I do agree that there are some of these situations, like when we're talking about the Charlie Roses and some of these people who are going, I thought
we were in on this together.
Yeah, I hear you. I thought that this was both directions, and I was wrong. I think that is the story that I want to hear more often than, hey, and I'm deflecting and this, and I didn't mean it. You know, if they're going, okay, I'm trying to learn from this and then find a way to move forward, that's one of the things that gives me hope for the Charlie Roses of the world, mm-hmm. that maybe he might be one of the people that can lead the discussion on how we have some change and this doesn't happen going forward.
Right.
Yeah. I also think about Charlie Rose, though, and do you really think that the 18-year-old intern you had was mutually into this with you when you were grabbing her leg as she was sitting in the passenger seat of a car?
Yeah. No, great point.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that all of the women in the Charlie Rose thing seem to be under the age, like very young, teens and early 20s, and this was recent.
Yeah.
That did you really think in every instance this was mutual?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
nope,
that's
I
a great point.
I would
and
question
it's case
that.
By case. It's guy by guy for sure. So
or absolutely
situation. So anything else? I mean, is it shoe tie your shoe own shoes day or something? Or
no, it's National Stuffing Day. I already told you that.
Oh yeah, that's right. Stuffing Day. Yeah. So, okay, back to
and
stuffing.
Red mitten.
Focus.
And let me tell you, what's mad at me because I've been trying to play my video game all day, and she's like, "Focus, Shannon. Focus.
Put your phone down.
What?
No gaming during the show.
I'm like, I'm listening.
No, I knew I wasn't sure if there was another thing. You know, like a new.
I mean, I've got like 30. I could be here all morning if you want. Or I can just wrap it up now.
All right. We love you, Megan. Thank you
bye,
so much.
Ladies.
Bye. Megan. Five Eyewitness News. Oh,
I love
man.
Talking to her.
I know. Fun. And those mom moves.
Yes.
I'll be posting that on the MyTalk Instagram.
Perfect.
In the next break. So make sure you follow and like and check that out because mm-hmm. we got some mad mom moves.
Mommy
I'm not a mom, but you know.
You got some mommy moves.
Right? Okay.
You know what? I think your mommy moves are just the same as when guys who aren't actually dads say that, you know, are claiming the dad bob, you know, kind of thing. So if they have the dad bob, you can have the mommy moves. Don't worry.
All right.
You're good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Let's talk about Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost because Dawn had to know. We were just talking about, was this yesterday or the day before? I can't remember, but we were wondering. What's going on?
Yeah.
Are they together or not?
Well, and I said, you know, she dates several people, mm-hmm. so that's great. You know, she's just
thing, girl.
Diversifying her portfolio. Scarlett Johansson, they were seen, they couldn't keep their hands off each other. They were spotted packing on the PDA in New York on Sunday morning. She had her arms wrapped around him. They embraced in a passionate kiss.
Oh.
This was following the Saturday Night Live after party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is Sunday morning.
This is after midnight.
Yes.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, so, you know, paparazzi got a picture of them
just
making
following,
out.
Just waiting.
Oh, man.
Because when you see the picture, I'm like, get away from me, paparazzi. They're like across the street, probably zooming in.
That lens is probably 6 feet long.
Because they look like they're trying to hide off in a corner, and they're just having a good moment.
They do
and
hide in the bushes.
Yeah.
I was in L.A. once, and I was coming out of this restaurant, and David Spade was standing there waiting for his car to be pulled around.
Yeah.
I was also standing there waiting for my friend to pull the car around. And paparazzi started taking pictures of us together.
Oh, thinking you
I
might
go,
be.
I am nobody. I'm like, I'm not with him.
They're like,
he's
who's
laughing.
Who's the mystery blonde woman with David Spade?
Ooh, yeah.
Styling, and profiling. Look at him.
Causing a scandal with
I
the
was
lovely.
Like, don't even bother. I'm nobody. I'm like, don't. It's fine. And he just laughed and gave me, you know, a hug. And
okay. That is so true, though. They could be just standing next to someone. don't even know the person, and all of a sudden they're connected and doing it.
Yeah, they're like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Nobody."
Yeah, maybe, but nope, this
nothing,
photo
nothing.
Of Scar.
I'm a girl. No, from this Missouri.
The picture of ScarJo and Collie Jost. Nah, they're doing something.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But still, it's so intrusive.
They're kissing.
Yeah, and then, passionately. I mean, that's good because they've been hanging out what since the summer.
I love this couple. Mm-hmm. I hope this is her top dude.
Yeah,
if she's dating around and you know dating other people, they seem like they really.
He's
you know,
the top of the bench.
I think so.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Right? I mean, I've been single for a very long time now, but you guys are dating. Do you have a bench?
We are.
Yes.
Okay, well,
man, it's been, yeah.
I was just telling, okay, because I was more actively dating than Don was. And I was telling Alexis when we got here this morning, there's a guy that's kind of on my radar that I know is that I even know is a bad life choice. And so I'm having the conversation that you guys would be like, why, maybe you shouldn't call him. Like, I'm telling myself I shouldn't call him, but it's been a long enough drought that I'm convincing myself, well, maybe it won't be terrible.
It's not so bad. He'll
maybe,
do.
Maybe it'll be okay. Got a thing. So I'm like, no, you need to stay up in your house by yourself.
Yeah.
Wait for other options.
If you know it's not right.
Yeah, but I do think that sometimes when
and,
you're like...
I mean, can you imagine if he was like, yeah, she's just pity date. She's going out with me because she has nothing else better to do.
They don't know that when you hang out with
but
them.
But he might know now.
Nah. now
right,
I'm stuck.
You're right. There's probably
no matter,
four goats in...
No matter who I go out with, they're going to think that it's a pity date. That's fine. Think okay. that. Try harder.
Okay.
So,
all right, we got to take a break. When we come back, you know what? You have been doing some remodeling on your bathroom.
Yes.
And there's a fun way to make it festive.
Right.
Oh. So let's get down to the bottom of that when we come back. We got Mommy Moves. That's up right now on My Talk's Instagram. So make sure you check that out. We got some mad moves.
We do.
Even Kenny got into some, well, he really didn't, but no. That's what makes it funny. But Megan Newquist got on in on it. Dawn, Shannon.
I'm the only one working in the video.
I was holding the camera. Does that count?
I know.
You had to do some things.
I know.
We were like, Dawn, can we do this real quick?
You don't want me to dance. I go from zero to stripper in like 3 seconds.
That's all right, though. That's a superpower.
That is a superpower.
I wish I had some of those moves. That's some great, like, some quad strength you was required for that. Some upper body strength. Go ahead.
Rock it out.
I'm not mad at you, McClain.
There's some toning, some core action happening there.
I am all for it.
Thank you for supporting my slutty dancing.
Yes, exactly. There will be no slut dancing shaming on this show.
No, because you got moves,
there
girl.
Is a time and a place for that. And you, I mean, one of these
days. It's anywhere with me. Yeah.
Good. Hey, man.
Work it.
If I ever have another wedding, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
It's like, here's McClain.
Here we go. Yes. Welcome back. It's 7:48 on your Tuesday morning, November 21st. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Miss Shannon's hanging out with Dawn and me because Jason's not feeling great. So he is home resting because if you heard him yesterday, yikesy. So
he needs a break.
Yes, he does. So Fluffy, take care if you are listening, which I doubt, and we hope that you're not.
Mm-mm.
We're doing a lot of remodeling. In fact, I'm kind of in a KonMari Swedish death clean mode. I'm just getting rid of stuff and just donating by the bagful to my, you know, favorite. Well, Arcs Value Village is my
favorite.
That is where
I donate as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so it's been nice to be able to look at the house and it's just less cluttered. We got some new furniture from Slumberland.
Yes,
so we're just making some changes, feeling really good about that.
I think when you're moving into going through the fall into the winter, I usually do that as well because you know you're gonna be stuck in the house more.
Yeah.
So I want to get rid of a lot of things because I'm gonna be hibernating. I want to be able to be at peace in my house because we're gonna be in it more. So I've been doing
the same thing. Right, and in your bathroom.
Right.
And not only that, you're getting festive.
Yes.
I have not heard of decorating in your bathroom for the holidays.
Right.
But that's something.
And I lucked into it as well because I have an oddly...
Did someone gift you something
crazy? No, I just have an oddly large bathroom in our basement.
Okay.
And it's not because it has like a bunch of stuff in it. It's just because of the way that it was shaped when they put it in. It takes up this whole corner of the basement.
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out how to use the space best in my basement. And I have a spin bike at home.
Oh, okay.
And so I had it in basically what's our family room, thinking that I'm like, I'm going to watch it when I do TV. And I don't. I just get on it and put my headphones on or do whatever. And Cyclone Kid doesn't really use it. I was like, maybe he'll do it while he watches TV. Pipe dreams.
Oh.
Mommy pipe dreams. None of that had happened.
Yeah.
So it's kind of taking up the corner of the room, and the way that the family room was laid out, it didn't make sense. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see if this looks right in the bathroom.
Your bathroom is that big to put a stationary bike in there?
Yes, and so it is. And it's big in that it just has a big empty space on one side that I'm like, should I put a vanity over there for no reason or what?
Storage or something.
Right. So I did end up moving the spin bike in there, and it fit. And so I put some stuff down. So I'm like, well, now this is a thing. So I need to make this room look like a mini gym.
Yeah.
And the thing that was distracting from it being a nice workout, cool space, isn't the shower, because there's a stand-up shower, or the mirror. It's the toilet. So I was like, trying
camo
to figure
that
out.
Toilet somehow.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to put up I thought about putting up one of those Asian style shades.
Oh, room dividers.
A divider. And I'm like, nah, that'll be weird. And it'll be cumbersome and my kid will just knock it over. So
more
no.
clutter.
Yeah. Yep. So what I decided, I'm like, I remember my mom had those toilet covers, those fabric and carpet style ones, shaggy. And I didn't want that because I remember that being ugly.
You want a toilet seat
but
cover.
I wanted a cover. And I'm like, it's 2017. They must have updated it.
Yeah.
And so I started looking around online for toilet seat covers. And what comes up most are holiday-inspired toilet seat covers.
Oh, a little ho-ho-ho?
Right. And so you can get a whole designer set. And they're very they're not cost prohibitive at all.
Yeah, because like, no one's buying them.
They're like $15. And for $15,
you're the only consumer.
Right. For $15, ladies, what you can get is you can get an entire kit to decorate your toilet holiday style.
Oh,
so you get the top
cute,
tank.
Though.
It is. You get the top tank, you get the actual cover for the seat, and you get a little bath mat that goes in front of it so you can make your toilet look like a reindeer or a snowman or Santa inspired. You know,
that's so cute.
I'm sure Cyclone Kid would love it.
Yes. And so I think we're going to have a reindeer toilet. I was trying to decide. Because Santa, kind of creepy. I think that's creepy because you can actually do one where it looks like
he's watching you when you're
right. Yeah. Right. And then you
and
can actually
you're usually
do it.
Naughty in the bathroom.
Right.
So.
And you can have another one that actually, when you flip it up, Santa's covering his eyes like he's not looking at you.
Oh,
I thought that was funny, but I also thought it was a bit much. So I think we're going to have a reindeer toilet.
Okay. When does reindeer come down? Like, when do you take that?
I'm one of those people that I don't leave my holiday decorations up very long.
Oh, okay.
And I barely, I do Christmas, but I don't do Halloween. I don't have I have our neighbor, they're that person that they have a set for every holiday. Like, today's flag day, we put up the flags and then we take those down and then they go through every holiday. I forgot I had Easter stuff. Because a friend gave me all her spare Easter stuff, and I was when I was doing my whole Con Marie thing too.
Man.
I'm like, what's in this bin? I'm like, oh, we have Easter stuff.
Did you keep it?
Well, yeah, I put it back. Oh, I'm gonna forget again next Easter.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, so I think I would go with the reindeer. What would you pick if you were gonna holiday, zhuzh up your bathroom?
Wow.
I mean, what are the choices again?
Yeah,
so you can do it.
I don't want Santa, that's for sure.
So if you go to Amazon.com, that was where I found mine. So you can do, there is a overall, just Christmas-inspired scene that is kind of in a
book. The wise man that gives gold.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh.
You have to make that. You can knit one. How long would it take you to knit?
Oh, you got a pattern.
You know what you could do?
I could just make one up.
I bet you could, because you could screen print it and then just make it elastic.
Yeah.
Another entrepreneurial opportunity for Alexis.
There you go.
So, no, the ones that I saw were, there's the Santa, which we already said we're not on board with.
Uh-huh.
There's one that is, there's two different snowman varieties.
Okay, I might go with the snowman.
And
or
then there's
Dominic
the reindeer.
The
Well, this one I didn't. Well, you could call the reindeer
goes,
the Dominic the Donkey.
Hee-haw.
Don't get that song stuck in everybody's head, that culturally insensitive Italian
yeah,
song.
It really is, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Dominic the Donkey?
No, I don't know what it is.
Find that. Okay. I bet you we have it.
Okay.
I'm surprised you've been in radio this long, McLean, and haven't heard it, because it's whack and played a lot. Here we go.
Are you ready for this?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Holiday cheer, everyone.
Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Okay.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick. when Santa visits his paisans with Dominic he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey.
Here he goes again.
Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
Don't play it on around.
I've never heard that in my life.
Jiggity jig.
came in there, I'm like, really?
He'd be appropriate on the toilet, so...
it would be.
Let's get Dominic up in there. Yeah. Okay, so...
Happy holidays,
are you
going
to add that to your holiday playlist, Dawn?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to mix it. I'm going to put another beat bed underneath it and make it like a crunk song.
Get it. Get it.
There you go. Okay, let's... when we come back, we have some Thanksgiving pie hacks for you and a recipe that's making the viewers and readers very upset. Mm.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Entertainment.